Chapter 41, A Promise and a Dream. Reuel Baal Shem worked tirelessly to spread the teachings of Kabbalah among his students and followers. At the same time, there was another Torah center that taught both the Torah's revealed teachings as well as its inner secrets. This was the large, distinguished yeshiva in the Polish city of Posen that was led by the Gaon Rav Mordechai Yaffe. Rav Mordechai became known as the Levush, or the Baal HaLevushim, because he wrote many Svarim on Halacha and other Torah topics whose titles begin with the word Levush, such as Levush Techeles and Levush HaAira. Rav Mordechai was one of the greatest Torah scholars of his era. His father, Rav Avraham Yaffe, was the chief rabbi of the entire kingdom of Bohemia. Rav Mordechai was the Talmud of world-famous Talmidei Chachamim, such as the Maharshal and the Ramah. He traveled through a number of countries, serving as the Rav of many prominent communities. An incredible Talmud Chacham, he was also an expert in science and secular knowledge, such as mathematics and astronomy. In addition to all this, Rav Mordechai was well-versed in Kabbalah. He had learned its secrets from Sfardim Mekubalim during the years he spent in Italy. At the age of 70, Rav Mordechai was appointed as Rav of the city of Posen. He remained in that position until he passed away at the age of 82. The yeshiva he founded in Posen was different from all other yeshivas because the students studied Kabbalah together with other Torah subjects. There was a brilliant student in the yeshiva by the name of Rabbi Yisrael Yosef. He had the sharpest mind, was an expert in the Torah's revealed teachings, and was truly outstanding in his Yiras Shemayim. However, he refused to take away time from learning to study Kabbalah. The other students were shocked. It was as if Rabbi Yisrael Yosef was openly rejecting the path of their respected Rosh Yeshiva, the Gaon Rav Mordechai, who taught them the secrets of Kabbalah. Rabbi Yisrael Yosef never gave his fellow students a clear explanation for not wanting to study Kabbalah. "I have my reasons," was all that he would say. Rabbi Yisrael Yosef suffered much in his life. All of his children passed away in their youth. He often poured out his heart to Rav Mordechai, who sympathized with his pain. The Rosh Yeshiva would offer him words of encouragement and bless him that his fortune should change for the better. A few weeks before Rav Mordechai's passing, he fell ill. Sensing that his life was drawing to an end, he asked his closest students to gather around his bedside. He wished to bless and instruct them and to say goodbye. It was a painful, but also inspiring, event. Rav Mordechai spoke to each Talmud in turn. When it came the turn of Rabbi Yisrael Yosef, he said, "My dear, precious Talmud, if you and your wife wish to have a healthy child of your own, if you wish to give birth to a son who will live and thrive in good health, then you must accept upon yourself to study the Torah's hidden wisdom from now on. You must also make a neder that you will dedicate the life of the son who will be born to you, Be'ezras Hashem, to the study of Torah. When your son reaches the age of 20, you must send him to a Rav who is a true expert in the teachings of Kabbalah so that he may teach your son this knowledge." Rabbi Yisrael Yosef stared at his teacher, trembling and feeling truly humbled. Until now, the Rosh Yeshiva had never discussed the issue of studying Kabbalah so directly. Certainly, he had never connected its study with Rabbi Yisrael Yosef's personal life. He bowed his head and announced with great emotion, "I make a vow to do as you say." Rav Mordechai Yaffe passed away on the 3rd of Adar Sheni in the year 5372. His yeshiva did not last long after his passing, and his students split up and traveled to different places. Rabbi Yisrael Yosef left Posen and settled in the town of Zamach. There he began learning the Torah's hidden teachings. Sometime later, his wife gave birth to a son. They named their precious child Yael. Yael was a healthy and gifted boy. Throughout his childhood and youth, he excelled in his studies and in good midos. When he reached marriageable age, his parents arranged a shidduch. After his marriage, Rabbi Yael continued to devote his time to learning Torah. So far, Rabbi Yisrael Yosef had fulfilled the first two parts of his neder, He studied Kabbalah, and his son's life was entirely devoted to Torah. When Rabiel reached the age of 20, his father knew that it was time to fulfill the third part of the vow. He had to send his son to study Torah's hidden wisdom under the guidance of a true expert in Kabbalah. Over the years, Rabbi Yisrael Yosef had become quite an expert in the teachings of Kabbalah. Nevertheless, he preferred not to teach his son himself, but rather to send him to a greater expert. For a long time, the idea gave him no rest. To whom should he send his only son? He was so bothered by this question that he took upon himself a lengthy fast in order to daven and hope that Hashem would guide him to the correct person. One night, his teacher, Rav Mordechai Yaffe, who had passed away many years earlier, appeared to him in a dream. "Why are you causing yourself pain, my precious Talmud?" asked Rav Mordechai gently. "Because I do not know which Rav is fit to teach Kabbalah to my son," Rav Yisrael Yosef explained. "Send him to Prague," was Rav Mordechai's answer. "Send him to study with Rav Eliyahu Baal Shem." At that time, the Baal Shem had moved from the city of Worms and had settled in Prague. Rav Yisrael Yosef woke up feeling a wave of delight and relief. He felt blessed to have seen his holy teacher in a dream and relieved that he now knew exactly what to do. He called his son Rabiel and told him of the vow that had been made just a few days before the passing of his Rosh Yeshiva. He then told him about his dream. Rabiel listened in amazement. Until now, he had no idea that his parents had suffered greatly before he had been born, nor had he been told anything about how he had been born. He now understood that he carried a great responsibility to follow Rav Mordechai's instruction. After all, he was alive only in the merit of his father's vow. In fact, Raviel had longed to study the Torah's hidden wisdom. He had grown up watching his father learning Kabbalah and had also discovered that in the yeshiva where he studied, there was a special group of top students who secretly studied Kabbalah together. He had often tried to join this group, but was not allowed. He was too young, they explained, and also unmarried. Raviel was now a little older and married. He felt more than ready to enrich his life and studies with the Torah's inner teachings. He asked his wife's permission to travel and set off for Prague. When he arrived, he discovered that Rav Eliyahu was a very old man who no longer directed his yeshiva. He simply instructed a group of his closest talmidim, and they directed the yeshiva. As soon as Rav Eliyahu arrived, however, Rav Eliyahu insisted on personally learning with him. It was not long before everyone realized that the new student from Zamach was very close and precious to the holy Baal Shem.